She pulled into her driveway, suffering a serious sinking spell, then crawled out of the car. Okay, you've maxed. True that. Even her teeth hurt. Down some medicine, sleep, and then attack this logically. The rain started before she reached the back door, and she got that nebulous, uneasy feeling of being watched. She looked toward her ramshackle garden, but saw no one there. Still, she rushed her steps to get inside. You're getting paranoid, Keener. She closed the door, clicked the deadbolt into place. Dumping her purse on the kitchen table, she filled a tall glass with orange juice from the fridge. Her sinuses were stuffy and her head throbbed, and she longingly remembered the days when Matthew had been home to greet her. She supposed all the threats had acted as triggers, bringing him to mind so often. Taking a long, cold drink from the glass, she wondered about Adam. After his divorce, had he ever walked into his house and resented it being empty? Survivor to survivor, she'd bet her bars he had. Often. She walked down the hallway to her bedroom, tossed her clothes into a heap on the bedside chair, and then put on her PJs and robe and her poo slippers. If ever she needed an attitude, the time was now. Dragging one foot in front of the other, she wobbled to the bath and, hip to the vanity, pulled out the flu medicines from the cabinet over the sink. She hated to take them. They made her drowsy. But she had to do something. Between the medicine and steaming her sinuses, which threatened to explode at any second, maybe she'd feel human enough to get some sleep. Lord, did she need sleep. She downed the meds, then filled the bathroom sink with steaming hot water and shut off the faucet. Seeing spots before her eyes, she slung a towel over her head, then bent low and sucked up the steam. A few minutes later, the water cooled. She debated adding more, but the medicine was working its magic, and she could barely keep her eyes open. A thud sounded, somewhere distant. She stilled, and heard another. Someone was in the house. Straightening, she reached for the towel draped over her head. Strong fingertips cinched down on her neck, forced her forward, burying her face in the water. The splash soaked her robe. Fighting the restraint, she swung out, but swiped only air. Stomping, kicking, she still failed to connect with flesh. Weak, tired, and slow from the medication, she threw her weight backward, hoping to knock her attacker off balance. Her face came up out of the water. Sputtering, she gasped in deep gulps of air. The attacker pinned her arms at her sides, tied something around her neck to hold the towel in place. She slumped back against the vanity. Even suffering an adrenaline rush, terrified she'd be murdered, she lacked the strength to fight. Her attacker lifted her, then carried her out of the bath. By his strength, she knew she was being kidnapped by a man. He took her outside. They were leaving, and she was too drugged to stop him, too weak and groggy to even protest. Where was he taking her? Her face at his chest, she felt his heart thump against her cheek. Dear God, he was going to kill her, and she was going to sleep through it.